Hello, hello, winning season. Welcome back. This is the podcast for underrepresented leaders in male-dominated industries. I'm your host, Jacqueline Twilley, and I have two friends with me, also known as Dynamic Duo PT, Drs. Tyree and Angie. Let me rephrase it. I'm just going to go in alphabetical order. Dr. Angie and Tyree, welcome to winning season.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm so excited to talk to y'all and interview you both. So let's start with Dr. Tyree. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
So originally from Washington, D.C., I went to school out in Roanoke, Virginia, called Holland University, and got my bachelor's in science because my original plan was to become a pediatrician. I don't know if I should go into that little story of how I transitioned from pediatrician to physical therapy. I might as well dive
in. Might as well, right?
So I didn't want to be in school for the rest of my life. And so I called my mother and I was like, Mom, I don't want to be in school for the rest of my life. Like, help me out. And so at that time, she was working at National Rehab Hospital down in Northwest Washington, D.C. And she had me come out to observe PTs, OTs, and speech. And then I fell in love with PT and then changed my whole track from pre-med to physical therapy. And so that's where we are today.
Thank you for that backstory.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Okay, Dr. Angie.
All right. So I'm from Georgia and I went to Georgia Southern University where I got my bachelor's in recreational therapy. And I knew that I wanted to be a PT when I was about 7 or 8. My brother pushed me and I broke my ankle and I had to get therapy. And I just had so much fun that I wanted to be a therapist after that. So I followed my path into University of St. Augustine, where I got my master's in occupational therapy and then my bachelor or my doctorate in physical therapy.
That's where she bullied me to be her friend.
That's her story.
Guys, and I'm sticking to it.
And it's so wrong.
Okay.
It's so wrong.
We met at the University of St. Augustine, and she came into my face. She had the audacity to step foot in my face and was like, so you not going to talk to me? And I was like, whoa, my bad. My bad. Slow it down. Simmer down. My name is Tyree. How are you? And then ever since then, we became
friends. That's not how it happened, but if she has that perception, we'll just let her have it.
Yep.
And here's the backstory of Dynamic Duo PT. So you are hearing it here on the Winning Season podcast. Thank you both for sharing that. I know that both of you have compassion to serve others with care and love, and that's what makes you both unique. Tell me a little bit more about that.
So I'll speak, Dr. Angie here, in case anybody gets us confused. So my goal was when I see people that aren't able to do what they need to do and they don't feel like themselves again, I felt a compassion to try to help them. And when I used to work in hospitals and in nursing homes, I always wanted people to be treated with respect and dignity, because sometimes while it is an occupation, it's a job that pays the bills, these people are in there for a reason. And they need help and they need love and they need some support that they may not normally get. So my heart went to that part of it. Let me see how I can get you feeling better. Let me see how I can make you laugh. If I can make you laugh, I can change your mind for a few seconds and make you feel better. So that's where my part of this whole compassion and healthcare came from.
Yeah. And so for me, same thing with Dr. Angie. However, you know, people didn't have the support. People didn't have family coming in to care for them or to make sure they're being cared for properly. They were left by themselves, especially in a nursing home. We don't know their backstory or their history as to why they were there by themselves, but they didn't have anybody. They didn't have support. So putting yourself in their position, saying, if I was in their shoes, I would want somebody to show me love and compassion and just spend some time with me and talk to me, right? So just stepping away from the, like Dr. Angie said, the occupation and putting yourself in your patient's or your client's shoes, that just sets me apart from being sets me apart from other therapists, right? Having that level of compassion and care and love and extending that to them, because then that helps them feel better, get better, and move better.
So what role does laughter play in your practice?
90%.
You walk in and you're going to start laughing.
Yeah.
It's a fun-filled environment. There's nice music going to kind of decrease the anxiety of what's going to happen, right? People aren't coming to therapy just to have fun, which now they are. But they initially come because they have some type of pain, some type of injury. Something is preventing them from living life normally. So when they come in with the anxiety built up in their head already, our job is to break it as soon as they come through the door. So laughter is 100% in all of our sessions. I would say with singing, dancing. Listen, there's people I push around. You know, it's all therapeutic. I mean, it's a fun-filled environment in here.
It's important because laughter is medicine for the soul, right? And so incorporating laughter in their therapy, one, makes the time go by quicker.
Absolutely.
Two, it makes them feel better, whether they are having issues physically, emotionally, or even mentally, right? Having them not think about the reasons why they're here or coming to our clinic, but having them actually enjoy the moment and be in the moment. We incorporate laughter, like Dr. Angie saying, into all of our sessions because it makes the time go by fast. Who wants to go to a boring place and do exercises and you just sitting there looking at your therapist and your therapist looking at you and y'all not even saying nothing? Right. Like, it's boring. Like, who wants to do exercise? Okay, let's break it down, Jackie. Who wants to come to a facility to do exercise to make them feel worse sometimes before they feel better and they're already in pain? Like, who really wants to do that, right?
Right.
So if we can make the environment inviting and fun and easy, then, I mean, that beats half of it.
It's the holistic approach for me. Mm. I love seeing y'all share clips on social media, especially on Instagram, when people come in and they get to do movement and dance with you all. It just seems like if I have to go to physical therapy, this is where I'm gonna go to physical therapy at.
Come on.
Right.
So
that was our goal, because there's so many places online that you can find physical therapists and they're showing you how, if you got knee pain, this is what you should do. And then you're seeing like, well, I could do that at home. And it's true, you can do most of this at home. However, it's our skilled guidance and the environment that we create that brings the people in. And when they come in, they don't want to leave. So sometimes, like, listen, Mr. John Doe, if you've been here for long enough, there's nothing else for us to fix. You are good. You've been playing tennis. Go home. You don't have to come back. Like, no, I enjoy coming, because sometimes this is the only social experience that they get.
Wow. That's so powerful. We did not touch on that you're in the Miami area. So can you tell us where you're located for those who are listening and starting to have FOMO that they don't need a physical therapist?
So we're located in West Palm Beach. Our full address is 4065 North Haverhill Road, Suite B as in boy, 4, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33417. Full address right there. Come see us.
Y'all, I am holding my laughter back, because if this is not Black radio excellence, I don't know what is. Let's keep moving with the interview. This month, I'm celebrating women making history, which you two are as two Black phenomenal doctors and PT. The theme for International Women's Day 2024 is Imagine a Gender Equal World. Hashtag inspire inclusion. And I know you both operate on the golden rule. Treat everyone like you would like to be treated and create an environment where comfortability meets individualization. So what sparked that in you in light of International Women's Day 2024?
I would say for me, because this is definitely a male-driven field, and especially a majority driven field, right? So there'll be places and that we worked at that they don't want to talk to me. They want to talk to that guy over there who may be under my license, even though he's older, he's a physical therapy assistant or occupational therapy assistant, but because he is a Caucasian male, that's who they want to go and talk to because he has more answers than I do, which is not true, right? He's under my license. So we had to prove ourselves a lot. And it gets draining when I have to go talk to another doctor, like, because I'm an occupational therapist as well as a physical therapist. That even has a hierarchy of who is more important. And it's not. We're on the same playing field. But having that conversation over and over and over is so draining. And then you start to question yourself. Are you enough? Do you really know what you're talking about? Now you have to prove everything instead of it just being, this is what I do and this is what I know. I have to prove everything. So for me, I like the idea of everyone is on the same playing field. Either you are good at what you do or you're not. It doesn't matter if you're what your race is, what your gender is, how old you are. Either you're good or you're not. And that is where the playing field should be. That way I can do and stand on my own foundation and you stand on yours and we don't have to be compared to each other.
Ditto.
Listen, that was a mic drop moment.
Right.
Can you share how Michelle Obama inspires your leadership style?
So Michelle Obama, what I like about her is that she possessed poise in the face of, I would say like disrespect, because she has come across many of people who have disrespected her, who have challenged her, right? Like Dr. Angie was talking about, because she is a African-American female, they think less than of her because of her gender and her race. And for her to, when they're, her famous line, when they go low, I go high, I commend that, because me, when you go low, I'm gonna go lower. Okay. And that's something that I need to work on.
We're working on it. Keep praying for
you. Please do. Please do. Because what you're not going to do is show disrespect to me and my faith. And I'm not going to react to that. So I'm learning to respond with grace, right? And have a sense of dignity with that. And that's what Michelle Obama has. And that's something that I admire about her. As being the first lady of America. I mean, she walks in a room and she doesn't have to say anything and she demands leadership.
Absolutely. You're also inspired by John Maxwell. Tell me a little bit about that.
So for me, Dr. John Maxwell is, he has a way of connecting with everyone, right? So no matter your ethnicity, no matter whether you're a saved Christian or not, or whatever your religion may be, he is able to make a connection with you that has nothing to do with being spiritual, but at the same time being very much a Christian. And so I feel like for us, because we come across so many different people of different backgrounds, that we have to be like that in order to make a dent in the society and make changes the way that we know we're supposed to. We have to be able to connect with everybody. I don't want just the people that look like me, and I don't want the people that don't just look like me. I want everybody. So he has a way of just making sure that he connects with everybody off of any conversation. And that's something that I admire about him. And that's what a great leader is. How can you connect with the people that work with you?
I interviewed my mom on the podcast for this Women's History Month series. And she also shared that Dr. Maxwell inspires her. So he's coming up as a theme on this episode.
Yeah. He's pretty awesome.
He is.
So there are a few values that you all use in your business and in your personal lives. Inclusion, respect, compassion, non-judgmental, and integrity. These are the values that drive your leadership approach and guide your decision-making. Can you give me some insight into how the two of you, who have really unique personalities, came to these five values that mean so much in terms of respecting everyone and accepting them?
So for me, respect, right? I talked a little bit about that. You know, I want people to value respect, because it just shows your level of care for that person when you respect them, right? So for me, it helps to know that I respect you as a person. I respect what you're going through. I'm listening, right? And I acknowledge. I think sometimes we feel like no one cares, one, because we don't acknowledge people's feelings. And I think that all ties into the respect game, right? Because if I don't respect you, when I'm not going to listen to what you have to say, because I don't care, right? So I think that level of respect goes a long way when it comes to dealing with people and having a business that is caring for people. And then that leads into a level of integrity, right? So for us, what you tell us is what it is, and we don't share your information or what you're going through to the streets, or even sometimes to each other, because it's not each other's business. It's between our client and us as their clinician, because they are entrusting us with their vulnerability. And then again, that leads back into respect, because we respect you as a person. We're going to honor your vulnerability, and we're going to care for it with a level of love, because you're a human at the end of the day.
Right. I think a lot of it goes back to the golden rule. And again, the golden rule doesn't apply to just a specific religion. You could not have one. Just treat people like you want to be treated. I'm going into a space where I hope that I'm invited in, and I hope that you respect me for who I am. And have the compassion that I'm going through something that you would help me out. Don't judge me. Just allow me to be who I am. And so in that same breath, I take everybody that comes in my path the same way. So I think it goes both ways, not only as a personal experience, but also in a business experience. One of the most common things that we get here is that people come in and they say, "You're so different from the other places I've been." Because we actually listen, we actually care, and we've created this relationship that allows you to feel comfortable to be vulnerable, allows you to feel respected, allow whatever you're going through, we're here to help you however we can. And I think that plays huge values in us as people, but also as a business.
I'm so inspired by you both. And I'm reflecting on Women's History Month and women making history. What does this month mean to you, to each of you?
I think what this month means to me is giving each other our flowers before it's too late, right? Again, acknowledging what we all can bring to the table, what those in the past have done for us to pave the way of where we are today, and what we're doing to pave the way for up and coming women in the future, right? I think having a month where we just applaud women just in general all around the world, I think it's very commendable. I think we deserve more than a month. If I'm gonna be completely honest, I mean, we carry the children.
I'm not gonna go down.
Okay. But all I'm saying is we need to be acknowledged more than a month, but I'm glad that they are specifically at least starting the journey of acknowledging what women are doing and how we are important in our society and in community.
And I would say I enjoy that it's being celebrated. I feel like as women, we tend to fly under the radar. We're ones that are very humble for the most part. And, you know, if you want the credit, go ahead and get the credit. Like, that's how our personality's been. But for this month, it's us that actually get to celebrate each other for the great things that we're doing that is a lot of people wouldn't know about because they don't investigate. They don't spend their energy in figuring out what are women doing this time. Like, there are so many great things that we have accomplished, achieved, and even set the foundation for other people to take credit of the concept or whatnot. So I definitely think it's a start. Mm-hmm. It's a start to allow us to get our flowers, as Dr. Tyron said.
Did you know a woman created the dishwasher?
I did not know that.
If she did not, we would still be washing dishes by hand.
Well, we are so thankful for her, because
All right. Thank you.
Okay. The dishwasher.
Yeah.
That's the best one you got.
But I'm just saying, like, many people don't know that a woman created the dishwasher.
That's true. That's true.
So I appreciate it.
Today,
yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Dr. Tyree is going to educate us if she does nothing else.
About the dishwasher.
I've said it before, but I cannot pass this moment without saying, at Zero Gap, we support all leaders who work in, underrepresented leaders who work in male-dominated industries, but we celebrate Black history 365 days a year, and we celebrate women making history and women who have made history 365, because inclusion is just in our DNA, and that's what I'm hearing from both of you. Inclusion is in the DNA of Dynamic Duo PT.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know, what is the most impactful leadership advice that has boosted your personal confidence on your journey to become a doctor?
I think for the most impactful leadership for me is that don't allow things that you cannot control to overwhelm you and stress you out. Because if you worry about the things that you cannot control, then how can you be present in what you can control? Right? So that is a everyday learning experience for me. Pray for me, Jack.
And I think for me, it's Rome wasn't built in a day, right? So there's a lot of steps that we have to go through, trials and tribulations. But when you are steadfast on your path, that you're going to get what was meant for you. And like I said, for me, at 8 years old, my path was, I felt, deemed towards physical therapy, in which I'm so grateful it is. Did I ever envision being an entrepreneur or a small business owner? Absolutely not. Like, I just assumed that I would work for someone else. But knowing that I had the option to do this is amazing. And then to do it with my best friend, who is, you know, still learning some things. And but being able to do it with somebody, because that is another thing that we were told. You guys are friends. You should not go in business with
each other. Yeah.
And we've got that over and over and over again.
To the point where we actually danced with the idea, well, okay, you go ahead and you have your own spot. I'll have my own spot. And then we can do consultations for each other.
Yeah.
Like, we can help each other out. And I think if we went down that road, it would have been a horrible mistake.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I can speak for me. It would have been a horrible mistake for me.
Okay.
Because
you need the balance, right? We,
absolutely.
We prayed on it. We talked to people that had done business. What were your problems? Like, there's a business, and there's a friendship. Our friendship is going to be forever. So if our business is not adding to our friendship, then we need to let the business go. Our friendship is not going anywhere. So whatever we got to do, better get it together, talk it out, pray about it, and move on.
Mm-hmm.
So we're definitely thankful for the opportunity and the foundation, right?
Yep. That's impactful leadership advice.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I really love about the two of you, because I saw a little bit of the behind the scenes of this happening, you both did a lot of research and preparation before you started your business. So since we're talking about entrepreneurship, you want to share any of the insights you gained on the journey before you opened your business?
Do you want to know the journey of how it all starts? You take it away, Dr. Angie. Let the people know.
That you get burnt out from working for somebody else.
Yeah. And then
doesn't respect you or value your talent. And then you start to second guess, is this what I'm supposed to be doing?
Mm-hmm.
So I actually, during the pandemic, because it had gotten so bad, I actually started to think, I need another career. What's a career that I can work from home? I'm tired of people. I'm tired of not being valued. I'm tired of working all these hard hours. And then I had to pray about it, because at 8, I wanted to be a therapist. And I enjoy doing what I do. But I allowed somebody else to get in my path that was not right and actually had me second guessing. So I said, I'm not going to work for nobody else. And I dragged Tyree and I said, I think it's our time.
She did. So for me, when I became a PT, I knew I wanted to own my own practice. I knew I didn't want to work for somebody else. And that was just me. I refused to just work for somebody else. And but I didn't know the steps of how to get there. And I don't really like to do research. I just like to go with the flow of things. And it wasn't until I got COVID.
Oh yeah.
I got COVID, y'all. When it first happened, I got COVID. I was one of the lucky ones. And so happened that I was able to do or to join a webinar that talked about how to write a business, whatever. We can just, and keep in mind, Jackie, that wasn't even my idea. That was her idea.
It was my idea.
Because I thought I had a 2-week vacation. I didn't have any symptoms or anything. So I thought I was going to have a 2-week paid vacation. What? Netflix? No. What are we watching today?
Nope. All right. And email message. You know what? If I got to work, you got to work too.
So got into this webinar. Yep. Really good information and was able to connect with one of the instructors. And so we had a meeting after the webinar and was like, hey, this is what we want to do. And again, favor of God is on us, right? So, and he knew that he wanted this for us as well. So he created a pathway for us to go and created opportunities for us to meet people that will help us along this journey. So meeting this guy from Mr. Sebron Smith at the TED Center that helped us write up a business plan. And he was the one that connected us to Black business investment corporations here in locally in Florida that will help us revise our business plan, make it strong, as well as give us the tools to do a good budget, right? So we can present a portfolio to investors. And then they connected us to Valley National Bank. And then they gave us the funds
right.
to open our business.
And most people think that we got like a small business loan or something like that. No, we got a true conventional loan. Like they're like, wait, two women who don't have any history or business background got a true loan. Yes, we did.
Yep, absolutely.
Yes, we did. So, I mean, when it's meant for you, it is meant for you.
I love that because that's reflected in your results. You recently received an award. Can you tell me about that?
So we are, we got the Black Business Emerging Business of 2024 here at West Palm Beach, Florida, which is super nice because, and we didn't kind of tell you the background of this, but Dr. Tyree and I have only been in West Palm since 2019. We got here right before COVID. The world shut down for a couple years, and then when it opened back up, we were open. So we didn't have a firm foundation of community, of people that we knew. So for us to receive a nomination, and we actually had two people want to nominate us, to see that we had value in the community and that we were actually doing what we said we were out to do, it speaks volume for sure.
I love that. And congratulations to you both. I'm so excited for the impact that you're making.
Thank you.
So that leads me to my final question that I would like both of you to answer. Can you recall a specific moment when you recognized that you were in a winning season?
Hmm. I'll go first. I think for me, so when you first start a business, you're in this place of like, I assume that when we open our doors, we would have a line of people out there. That was so wrong. We had two people that we had begged to come and see us, right? And then there are people that felt sorry for us. They were pity. Well, like, nothing's really wrong with me, but I'll come. And I'm like, well, we'll find something wrong with you. But then it was to a point where, like, we grew overnight. Like, to start, I would say probably the first 5 or 6 months, we maybe had 10 people. And now it's like, how are we going to make the bills here? I got a mortgage at home. Like, how do I do all this? And then just to see that once I turned everything over to God and I said, this is what you wanted. I'm going to do what you said. I mean, people started calling us. Opportunities came up where we were getting corporate contracts. Again, places we've never been or invited to. Now they're seeing value in us. And I'm like, okay, yeah, we'll do that. Oh, you love us that much. We'll do this. And like, things, doors just opening left and right. And I was like, these opportunities, like, this is winning. Like, this is winning. And I don't think a lot of people really realize, because for me, it feels like we've been open for 10 plus years. But the end of April is 2 years. And we've gotten so, we met our goals that we had. Like, we're winning. This is winning, Tyree.
It is. Ooh. So I think for me, because I'm in a place of growth, celebrating the little wins, right? And not waiting for the big grandiose wins, because my mindset is I want to win big, right? I want us, like Dr. Andy said, take off immediately. I want us to have the multi-million dollar facilities. I want us to have multi-million dollar contracts. And so that to me is winning season, winning big, but not understanding all the little wins are just as important, if not more important, than getting the bigger contracts. Mm-hmm. Because it is just telling, it's reminding you of you are where you're supposed to be, right? And it's not on your own will. It's through God's will that is going to keep you in the direction that he needs you to go and in the path that you need to be on. So for me, celebrating the little wins, having a key to unlock the door to get into this business is a win. To have AC running so our patients won't sweat and pass out from exercise is a winning season. Right. You know what I mean? Like having people walk by our door and say, you know what? I didn't know you've been here. How long? And then let them know, like, we've always been here. Like, we're your neighborhood therapist. Those are winning seasons, right? When a patient comes back and says, you know what? You have impacted my life for good. Because one, I'm no longer living in pain. Two, I'm moving better. And three, I'm a shout that you guys are the best therapist it is on the face of the earth. That's a winning season. So just grabbing these little wins is considered a winning season for me. So as soon as we open up our doors from our first patient who was here for over a year because he wanted to support us,
right,
to now having our schedules booked solid and having over 25 providers sending their patients to us, it's a winning season. Absolutely. Right? So just starting out and appreciating the smaller wins is a reminder of this is where we are supposed to be.
So y'all know I'm from Louisiana. So I'm going to throw in. So I'm going to throw in a lanyap question. Lanyap means a little bit extra. Both of you have referenced your faith, and I feel like I would be remiss as the host of this podcast without asking, what is the importance of your faith in just your personal and professional development?
Let me tell you something. If God hadn't grounded me, I would have quit a long time ago. And that's what the young people say, no cap. Like, legit, I would have checked out a long time ago, because being an entrepreneur is hard, right? Being a physical therapist is easy. I can do that all day, every day, because that's something I was trained to do. Being an entrepreneur is a thought process. Help me with my mental. I would have checked out a long time ago. So faith to me is very important because it helps me stay grounded. And stay at peace and have peace and work on having peace.
Right. And for me, it's the same concept. I definitely go to God first, right? There's a lot of, the world is full of anxiety and fear. And we're not supposed to be that way, right? We're supposed to go. He has provided us all the resources we would ever need. And sometimes I have to remind myself that, yes, I could still be doing traveling therapy and making, you know, bukus of money, and it's mostly tax-free. And now I'm going down to where I bought a house, and I've gone through my savings. I've gone through my savings to open this business. And now it's like, I have no cushion. Like, how am I supposed to survive? Then it's the thought of, you know what? I don't have to ask that question because I already know how I'm going to be provided for. Everything I've ever needed has been provided for. So reminding myself of those little victories, like Tyree said, like, yeah, I only had $1.27 in my bank account, but I paid my mortgage, right? I was still able to eat. I haven't missed a meal. I may not go traveling as much, but that's something I will return to because I know what I'm supposed to be doing is following what he said to do. And when I follow what he says and I listen to him and I'm obedient, all the blessings just keep pouring down on me. So I may not understand in that moment, but, you know, Tyree knows a lot that I love to reflect. I love to see where we came from and how that one step prepared me for the next step. And if I'm not listening to him and if I'm not asking him for the guidance, then I'm going to be on the wrong path and things are going to go downhill really quickly. So for me, it's my comfort zone. It takes all my fear and anxiety away and allows me to have a clear mind when I'm making these decisions, both for business and personal. You want the right people in your corner. You have to be clear in your mind to keep them there.
Yeah. And it's a journey. And it's a continual journey. You are not going to get to where you want to be quickly, right? And I'm saying this part because I don't know who's listening, but it is a journey. And just because you feel like a failure doesn't mean that you have failed, right? Because God doesn't make mistakes and he is not a God of failure. So therefore you are not a mistake and you are not a person of failure. And sometimes we have to really think on, we have to give ourselves positive affirmations because our mental is definitely important. And if we circle around the negative thoughts, it's going to keep us in a negative headspace. And that negative headspace is going to keep us in an environment that we don't want to be in. And in that environment that we don't want to be in is going to cause us to be sick or have issues with our health and with our physical and things of that nature. So it starts with the mental and that is so important, right? And so again, it is a journey. So don't, if it's a no today, doesn't mean that it's a no tomorrow. Like keep moving, keep going, keep trucking, keep pushing because your breakthrough is literally around the corner. Like
absolutely.
It sounds cliche, but if you give up now, you don't know how close you were to getting to the other side.
I agree. Amen.
Listen, amen, somebody. I feel like doing that church rock. Like the good old Usher with the mix in that church rock.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Man. Y'all are blessing my soul. I'm so happy that I got y'all on the podcast officially. That's a story for another day, the backstory. But can you tell people how to connect with you online for those who want to know more about you and support your business? So, Dynamic Duo PT Plus. And can you give us the website and the Instagram account?
Yes, our website is dynamicduopt.com. And our Instagram, follow us. We do have some funny stuff and we keep our people active. Dynamic_duo_PT. And that's Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, I believe.
Thank you again for joining me on the winning season. And until next time, community, continue to emulate excellence and eliminate excuses.
That's right.